Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Really quick, friends, I just want to get to some things, and then we'll cover some more. I was just on the Power Hour out of Texas about an hour ago, and I just kind of want to reiterate the conversation that I had with those guys out there. Great guys, good connection to have, and the such, but we got to get out of the debate, friends. There is no debate. Get out of their debate. They're just trying to gut the pith and marrow of your God-given rights, period. That's all they're trying to do concerning this gun debate. We'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. I wanted to highlight this, and I want you to see it for yourself, because the mainstream media is touting the parks as being filled to capacity 3 and 4 and 5 times over. I continuously reiterate this. And I always put in parallel the quote by that of Saul Alinsky. And Saul Alinsky said, cause the enemy to believe that there's more of us than there really is. Well, I know that because I've seen that. This is what they've done with us. And concerning the gay agenda, I warned about this. I said, whatever they touch, friends, you can just rest assured. They're bringing a curse upon it. The Lord said it's an abomination in his sight. Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, Romans 1:24 to the end of the chapter. Jude 1:7 is the fruit, okay? And you can also go over and check out the end of sin is death, Romans 6:23 when you get a moment. But I just want to show you that the mainstream media, so when you pull the curtain back, this is what you get to see, is the truth of the matter. The mainstream media is telling you that their parks, namely Disney, and the parks that they own are filled with capacity, up to capacity, to 3 and 4 and 5 times over, okay? Now, this is what they don't want you to see in parallel. Disney Park makes big move, slashes selected ticket prices by 50% this summer. This is all because of the gay agenda. This is all because of the expose concerning those that were busted, and this sex ring, pedophilia ring, that took place just over the last couple months over at Disney. They want you to believe that nobody really cared enough about it to put a stop to it. And, you know, what they're going to do is they're going to come out and they're going to cast it back into your teeth and tell you, and Scripture tells you they'll do that in judgment. But they came back right after this whole agenda was exposed, Luke 12:2. And in the meantime, they want you to know that they're going to implement Gay Day anyways, regardless if you like it or not, and the parks are going to be filled 3 to 5 times over the capacity of the park. Well, if that was true, then why this? Okay, if that was true, then why this? I get them from Universal. My son had to dig this up, folks. We take the headlines and we do ourselves a service and we pull the curtain back and we take the layers off the onion of lies coming from the propagandists, Ephesians 4:14 and John 8:44, because we know what they're telling us is just not true. If they were doing so well, then why is it that they have to cut their ticket prices by 50%, friends? Okay? So when you see something on the mainstream media that you say you don't believe, yeah, right, Romans 1:18, then act accordingly, friends, and take it for face value, because that's all it is. Pull the curtain back and you're going to find out the truth of the matter. What they tell you, friends, is not true 8 times, 9 times out of 10, and it's safe to say every single time. Them people need to read Proverbs 19:9 because they fail to remember that what they sow, they are surely going to reap, Galatians 6:7. Now, I also wanted to get over to this really quick, and there's much to cover on the next topic, but for the sake of time, what I'll do is I'll get over to this one, and it is, in fact, why the American people put up with this, I for the life of me do not know. I've shown you the law that these activities that are taking place in government and by your politicians, this is corruption. It stinks to high heaven. Your representatives are not enforcing the law against these criminals. They're actually endorsing them. Bradley, what are you talking about? Check this out,
please,
folks.
Give a warm drag race welcome to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
These are men that are dressed up as women. There's Nancy Pelosi endorsing it.
Welcome back.
See how they have to demoralize?
I'm honored to be here to say to all of you how proud we all are of you. Thank you for the joy and beauty you bring to the world.
Aww.
Your freedom of expression of yourselves in drag is what America is all about.
No, it is exactly the opposite.
I say that all the time to my
friends. This is offensive.
Now, Speaker Pelosi.
I want to say this really quick. These useful idiots, these men that are dressing up as women, thinking that Nancy Pelosi is doing them a favor. I'm here to tell you, you're both deceived. Because the fact of the matter is, Thomas Edison rightly said, he who spits against heaven... George Whitefield said, all politics aimed at the church will end in self-destruction. I'm in Kings 1, in Kings 2 right now. Oh my goodness, is that a true spiritual law? You reap what you sow. But I do want to say to these, what they call drag queens, these men that are dressed up as women, and they want you to pretend with them, our laws condemn the very things that Speaker Pelosi is advocating for. Americans, why do you put up with this? Why is it that when I look at the mainstream media, why is it that I see everybody talking about what the people need to do and calling their representatives concerning putting a stop to all this that's going on? Why is it that the American step further and deal with the corrupt politicians that are even contemplating advocating that which is illegal? Americans, get rid of negotiations with the enemies that are within. You do not have to suck up or kiss up to those that represent you. They are your voice, and if they fail to give your voice, then you must lawfully remove them. There is the resolve. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Let's watch the rest of this.
All the challenges facing our nation. What words of wisdom?
These are men
for us,
dressed as women.
The single most important thing I can say is to vote with the midterm elections coming up.
Nancy Pelosi,
this is their voices and
dependent upon demoralizing Americans so she can control them. That's what she wants.
To do tirelessly for our freedom.
You don't have the freedom to do the wrong thing.
It's something that we all look up to.
We throw a master class around here all the time, but that sarcastic, shady clap you do was epic.
It was completely unintentional.
These are the mentally ill
in our hearts
that want
strong
control over you, Americans. That's what this
America
is.
Can I get an amen?
An amen. Now she's using Christian vernacular.
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
See, the very things that God condemns, your said politicians are trying to normalize. Did you hear that? We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on Sons of LibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to watch us on social media platforms, you can do that as well. sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. One more time if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because we follow the Christ here, friends, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. John 14:6. I was just highlighting during the last segment, Nancy Pelosi illegally walks the runway at a drag queen show. They all think that they're somehow or another winning some sort of freedom that they didn't have before. Well, what you're seeing on display before your very eyes, and you've seen this a thousand times over the last six decades, friends, your politicians are tearing down the law and establishing criminals in their place. Put that up against 1 Kings 13:33 when you get a moment, because they are following the sins of Jeroboam, and it's not a good place to put yourself. Also, I wanted to let you know and reiterate the point that the homosexuals, as you well know, the sodomites, they have to put themselves in the position of the victim. Okay, what they do is they slap your face, they pull your hair. When the cameras get there, the useful idiots in the mainstream media, it's their job to go ahead and play out to the best of their abilities, create a narrative where those that were doing the assailing were now the victims. And that's exactly what they've been doing, and it's been what they've been doing for a long time here. I'm showing you on social media platforms right now that a gay pro baseball player just lost it on people not wearing pride flags. Can I ask you a question? Who's doing the assailing? Okay. And we've seen this 1,000 times. If people would open their eyes to understand that they are the transgressors, not the victors or the victims, we could go a mile here. But if we're going to willfully keep our eyes shut to the fact that they're not victims but the assailants, you're going to continuously go along with the narrative, and it's set up at the end of the day to demoralize you so they can control you. That's exactly what this is about. They're trying to silence, and they're trying to browbeat people into submission. This is what this one individual said, a gay pro baseball player. We've seen a lot of teens selling rainbow merchandise and doing pride nights, which is great, but they need to really support their players. We have a night at the stadium to be ourselves all year, and it was just an indication that a lot of people still believe we don't belong there and that we're not welcome. And even on Pride Night, we're still citizens of a second class. No, you don't. Listen, you follow your corrupt politicians to hell, because that's exactly where they're leading you. Okay, it's wide and broad, isn't it? Matthew 7, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man. You even know within your own conscience, you sodomite, that you're violating the truth of the matter. You're bringing confusion upon yourself, Daniel 9:7, and you're going to eat the fruit of your own ways if you do not repent. Period. That's love. That is not hate. Okay? Hate withholds the truth. Love tells it. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. This same pro-gay baseball player said, it always baffles me when the guys use Jesus as their excuse to discriminate. Like, wasn't Jesus the guy who preached love thy neighbor? Let me say this. Love doesn't lower the law. Love is the fulfilling of the law, Matthew 22:37. We don't lower the law so you can dim the light by which you perceive your own guilt. No, we magnify the law so you can see the reflection that you're a sinner that needs to be saved by grace. That's why the message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. Okay, so what they do is they continue, the media, the mainstream media continuously puts the microphones up to these sodomites' mouth, okay, to what? Promulgate and spew out their hatred for the laws that keep us free. I got a whole diatribe of this sodomite. Okay, this is all coming through the propagandists over at USA Today. But it's quote after quote after quote after quote after quote after quote of him attacking people that are not accepting his gay lifestyle. No, we're not going to accept it because it's against the law in this country. Okay? Everybody good at that? I hope so. Okay? Because, again, the laws are there to keep us free. Okay? In Christ, by grace, Ephesians 2:18, 2 Corinthians 3:17, read them in unison. Okay? Next point. Oh, my goodness. You know, here, I got to say this. A lot of people are talking about this right now, and it's an important topic. Justin Bieber just recently came out, and he said he was told by his doctor that he has another virus, okay? Listen, I have a heart for this kid. And listen, I'm not going to withhold correction. I'm not going to withhold reproof. I'm going to give it because I love. And I know that the Lord has a desire that all come to the knowledge of the truth. And we know that path. The best way to describe this, friends, is for you to stand on the Bible, admit that you are a sinner, everything that you think you know, you don't know, and you don't deserve God's mercy because you've broken his moral law, Exodus 20, into 10,000 different pieces. Okay? Admit that you are wrong before God, that he is right, standing on the Bible, and ask him to fill you with the Holy Ghost. That is repentance. And you put your faith in Christ. You call upon Christ. See, that law locks you up into an iron cage. There's no other name that you can call out to that you might be saved. His name is Jesus. Acts 4:12. I have a heart for Justin Bieber. The kid jacks me up. He does a lot of foolish things. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. We're to drive it far from him. And I got to tell you, as I look at Justin Bieber here, It's like, Justin, you know, the first thing that goes through my head is, did you not get the memo for 2.5 years? I mean, did not a bell go off? Didn't the alarms ring in your head and your conscience concerning all of the censorship that was going on? Didn't everybody ask the question, why were those doctors and why were those radio show hosts being censored? Because they were the ones that were telling you the truth. Remember, the truth is the mortal enemy to the lie, said Joseph Goebbels. That's what you're seeing illegally happening through the mainstream media and big tech companies today. Justin Bieber just came out and he said that the doctor just told him that he now has another virus. No, they're using another excuse to cover up the experimental jab. That's all they're doing. Okay? He has Bell palsy is what it is. And it's being talked about right now that Justin Bieber just admitted that he regrets taking the COVID-19 vaccine. By the way, I believe his wife has also had mini strokes because they both took the jabs. Well, some people will say, well, Justin should have knew better than that. Good for him. No, that's not what I'm saying here. What I am saying, this just may be good for everybody if Justin does and sees through what he claims, or at least what is allegedly being reported that he claims, that the fault of his Bell palsy falls to the feet of those that gave him the experimental jab. This is the report. Justin Bieber now admits that he regrets taking the COVID-19 vaccine, saying that it left him with a permanent paralysis in his face. Bieber made the confession to a close friend who later leaked the information to the Daily Mail. Bieber reported plans on suing Pfizer for causing his paralysis, despite the fact that the company is shielded from liability. Now, for all of those that are looking at Mr. Justin Bieber right now, you know, the kid deserves what he gets. You know what? We've all done stupid things. We've all done them, okay? This may be the Lord's hand on this kid, which I believe it is, bringing him to the realization, first of all, to keep him humble and to understand who put him in the position that he's in today, okay? And bringing him to a place of standing up and saying, I'm going to take it to him. Because if he takes it to them, this is the kind of stuff that will reach hundreds of millions of young people to understand that they've been lied to by the corrupt administration. This completely has every opportunity in backfiring. Friends, this is what I want people to understand about the cross of Jesus Christ. The bad guys attack the truth. The Lord does not allow it. Augustine said. He said that the word of God is like a lion. He said, you don't have to defend it. He said, just let it loose. It will defend itself. Is it true? Just ask the bad guys. They'll tell you it is true. That's how we know that they're the bad guys. And the mercy is that we stand up and play the man and the men and the women of God in dealing with the corrupt. This may be good at the end. This is called salvation. But had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. This is where the enemy fails the test every single time. Let's see what happens. I'm going to come back on the other side and play some video of Justin for you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride. As the January 6th made-for-TV show continues Monday, former Trump campaign manager Bill Stempien did not testify before the House Select Committee investigating January 6th due to a family emergency. Former Fox News editor Chris Steirwalt is testifying in his place.
In the 40 or 50 years, let's say, that Americans have increasingly chosen to vote by mail or early or absentee, Democrats prefer that method of voting more than Republicans do. So basically, in every election, Republicans win Election Day and Democrats win the early vote.
At least three different wildfires ignited in Southern California on Sunday. The Sheep Fire, 30 miles northeast of Los Angeles, is roughly 1,000 acres and 5% contained. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News. China has overtaken Germany as the biggest buyer of Russian energy exports since the start of the war in Ukraine. The Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air said Russia received about 93 billion euros, that translates to about $97 billion, in revenue for the sale of oil, natural gas, and coal since February 24th when it invaded Ukraine. The body of a six-year-old child who drowned in the Merrimack River while on a family fishing trip was found Sunday in Newburyport, Massachusetts. His body was found by a kayaker in the river. An unidentified resident tells NBC 10 Boston the conditions in the area.
We're from this area, and I never knew this spot existed. We've been up and down this river before. The current here is terrible, you know. And just the fact that they found the boy is just wanted to, you know, some type of closure, I guess, to see.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
+1 866 582 9933. Just highlighting during the last segment, Justin Bieber allegedly is blaming Pfizer vaccine for his paralysis. It's also interesting to note that during this report and on this report, it stated, Bieber admitted that the vaccine has ruined my life. I'm going to take these criminals to court and sue them. See, this is how ministries are birthed, friends. Okay? He said, I'm going to take these criminals to court and sue them. The CEO of Pfizer has a lot of skeletons in his closet, and now it's payback time. See what the good that can come out of this is, friends? Hey folks, listen, let me say this, and I want you to listen to me carefully so people understand this. My testimony is not how good of a sinner I was. Okay? And I know that the modern gospel preaches this. People love to get up. I've seen this, especially in Teen Challenge, where young people, they would get up and they'd play the heartstrings of people and their emotions and saying, I was a drug dealer, man. I almost got killed. I was pushing this much dope and, you know, I was womanizing. I was gangbanging. They sit there for 45 minutes and tell you how good of a sinner they were. I want to tell you something. This boy that you're listening to right now doesn't ever give that message. I wasn't a good sinner. I was a fatherless kid that didn't know the difference because nobody ever told me to make the difference. And I'm talking about Ezekiel 44, 37. And I'm stating that very point, friends, because for how many years of my life, nobody ever one time came up to me and shared the gospel of Jesus Christ. Verbally. Never. Never one time. My testimony is not how bad I was, but how good He is. If you want to see what grace is in exhibition, look to the worst of sinners that have been saved by Christ from their sin, Matthew 1:21. I mean, that's really how to make distinction between that which is holy and defiled. Those that are really saved, they're not talking about how bad they were, but how good Christ is. Okay? Hang on a second. I want to do this really quick because I want to clarify. During the break is what I'll do. Let me get back to this point here. I'm bothered by it, so that means I need to double check it. But again, so you can see the good that may be coming out of the scenario with that of Justin Bieber. I want to play a piece here for you, but someone just sent this to me during the break. This is live radio. Just so you know, we have live viewers right now. They're adding to and taking away at times here on the show. And I'm trying to get this up, if I can, as far as an image by my friend Dan. This is what it says. I'll just read it to you, and if it pulls up in time, I'll pull it up for you here. In the interest of the health and safety of all Justin Bieber Justice World tour guests, okay, multiple Justice tour dates will now be requiring proof of full vaccination in order to enter the event. Okay. Please check your emails and plan accordingly. Let me say that again. In the interest of the health and safety of all Justin Bieber Justice World Tour guests, multiple Justice Tour dates will now be requiring proof of full vaccination in order to enter the event. Okay. So I can imagine that this is going to change. And why do I say that? Because we already know, friends, we already know that he's already canceling many of these dates right now. He's canceling many of these dates. So I suspect that some of these things are going to change. And let's go over to the next point here. I don't know what's going on with my computer, but I'm hoping that it pulls this up so you can read it for yourself. Thank you, Dan, for sending that over, by the way. Let's go over to this next point. And this is actually Justin talking about his facial paralysis, and here's the report that's done
on it. After canceling three shows in his world tour, Canadian pop singer Justin Bieber has announced that he's suffering from temporary facial paralysis. The baby singer took to Instagram to share with his fans that he has now been diagnosed with the Ramsay-Hunt syndrome, which is causing him partial facial paralysis.
As you can probably see from my face, I have this syndrome called Ramsay-Hunt syndrome, and has caused my face to have paralysis.
In the post, he showed how one of his eyes wasn't even able to blink and said, "I can't smile on this side of my face, the nostril will not move, so there's full paralysis on this side of my face."
Okay. How's that working out?
As you can see, this eye is not blinking. I can't smile on this side of my face. This nostril will not move. So there's full paralysis in this side of my face.
Bieber also explained what Ramsay-Hunt syndrome means. Ramsay-Hunt syndrome, or herpes zoster oticus, is a rare neurological disorder which usually leads to paralysis of the facial nerve and a rash that generally affects the ear or mouth. It sometimes causes ringing in the ears and hearing loss. The illness can also occur to anyone who has had chickenpox. It is most common in older adults.
No, folks, he just took the vaccine.
Justin's video has already garnered 14 million views in a few hours. Fans have flooded the singer's comment section with "get well soon" messages. Justin Bieber shot to fame as a 13-year-old, as his mother used to upload his singing videos on YouTube. He went on to become a global pop phenomenon with hit chart busters like Baby.
Okay, so you guys get the point. He's in trouble right now, and he knows he's in trouble. So this trouble might bring him to the light. And again, just keep in mind, friends, there's this new phenomenon going on out there right now. The mainstream media is trying to give it a title, and so is the mainstream media, with the direction of the big pharma and Western medicine. Adults are literally just falling over dead. Tenpenny nailed this, folks, a year and a half ago. When she said, you know, give it a year and a half, she said people are going to start falling over dead. It's exactly what's happening. So they're giving that a name now, and that's all there as a cover concerning the crimes against humanity in big pharma in these experimental jabs. Wanted to highlight this, too. This is Health Impact News. This is brand new, June 11th. Based on Vayer's data for children age 5 to 15, injected COVID-19 shots, will 1 million babies be injured and killed in the first year if authorized for 6 months to 5 years old? Folks, this is genocide. And I've said this before, but I don't know how many times I need to say it or how many different ways I need to say it. But this is a genocide. That's what's going on here. And now Justin Bieber's partaking. And you know what? Honestly, praise God that he's been given the opportunity to live through what he's dealing with. I know that his wife is having issues as well. Matter of fact, let me just pull that up there just to verify the issues that she's going through. I believe they are small strokes that she is having. And they're saying Justin Bieber face paralyzed after wife's mini stroke. Okay, so they're just doing their best to cover whatever they can cover, friends. Okay, Justin Bieber face paralyzed after wife's mini stroke. Well, she took the jab too. Okay, this is just coming to the light now, and this is one of those deals. By the way, you know, if this should fall into the hands of anybody that can get to Justin or Justin himself, you're in the middle of a very dangerous situation, because if it's true what's being shared right now, that you're going to come out and go after Pfizer, keep in mind they're going to threaten you every direction that they can. But I also want to encourage you that if this is the Lord's hand on your life, don't worry about them. He'll take care of them. Just keep going on with your bad self and exposing these jokers and bringing the justice that this alleged report gave unto us. Concerning the justice that you're seeking out. So let it be done. You know what? Let it be written and let it be done, because you know what? I will stand with that kid 100% if that's the direction that he goes. Okay? And we should all stand in that direction if he were to go that direction. I'm just, I got so much stuff I want to share with you folks. You know, one of the things that I did when, I live and breathe what we're going to do on the next radio show. I live and breathe the next message that I'm going to preach live. I live and breathe every one of my articles. As a matter of fact, I think about it until I get it the night before, so when I wake up, I can write about it, unless something demands my attention. But the reason that I have so much information is because there's so much information that I want you to have, because, friends, we are living in some serious times. And the events that are transpiring before our eyes today are too serious not to take heed to. And heed means pay careful attention to. We need to pay attention, friends, because I want to make clear that everybody understands my message before the end of every show. Americans, you are the ones that are under attack by the corrupt in the mainstream media and the corrupt in our institution of government. You are the ones that are under attack, okay? And if I can get that in everybody's head, I think we're all going to act accordingly. And I am still bothered by this quote, this quote that I was talking about earlier. And I want to see, no. I've got to get that one right. We'll get it right on the other side of this break. We got one more segment. Just wanted to show you this, too. I did an interview this morning on the Power Hour. I got a new friend over there, Dave, and was called upon a couple days ago to do an interview with Power Hour, and it fell on today's date. And they picked up an article that I did over on News with Views. Do mass murders represent law-abiding gun owners? Why are the innocent always punished? And that's what we were talking about. I'm going to come right back to that in just a moment. And I want to finish off the show highlighting some of the things that we were talking about on the Power Hour over there this morning and the issues which are at hand that are assailing your God-given rights, namely the Second Amendment. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
We support Sons of Liberty as a family because they speak truth in the space that is riddled with misinformation. Bradley Dean reminds those who should know better and educates those who have yet to learn, especially the young people in our public schools. We enthusiastically support Sons of Liberty as a light bearer to the truth as they battle extreme ignorance in the information age.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sons of Liberty, just showing you that little meme that was sent to me about Justin's tour updates. And in the interest of health and safety of all Justin Bieber Justice World Tour guests, multiple Justice Tour dates will now be requiring proof of full vaccination. I trust that the information that we just shared with you is true and it's upright. I can almost guarantee you, friends, that that is not going to be the case. I got to believe the Lord's got his hand on this kid and directing it. The Bible says that the Lord has the king's heart in his hand, and he turns it whithersoever he will. Well, if you're a born-again Christian, the Bible says that you are kings and priests in his sight. You're a holy people. You're a zealous people. You're a peculiar people in the book of Peter. So hopefully this will all change. Let's watch and see what happens, what transpires in the up-and-coming days, weeks, and months. Also wanted to highlight Ezekiel 44:23 was right. Now, the reason I have to cross-check all of this, and I do it all the time anyways, if I even have a shadow of a doubt in my mind as to what that scripture is referencing to, I will double check it. I don't care if it's live or not, because I know people literally write down these scriptures as they listen to the show, and rightfully so, because it is the word of knowledge. And it's the Lord bringing this up by the Holy Ghost. And how it works here is I'm on a topic, and all of a sudden it will just pop into my mind, the scripture reference. That's how it works. I know some people think that Bradley's got all this stuff pre-scripted. No, it doesn't work that way. I study, and I let the Holy Ghost quicken me in the direction that we are supposed to go and what it is that I'm supposed to say. The Bible says that when you go out and you preach the word, you're not even to bring a script. That's right. That's why you trust in the Holy Ghost, who's sent from heaven down to preach through you, right? And I'm thinking of right now, let's see if I'm right. I'm thinking about Acts chapter 5 right now, and I'm thinking of verse 32, and the Holy Ghost is given to who? And we are witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. So just want to stay clean, line upon line, precept upon precept concerning the topics. Okay, so we got one more segment, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Final segment, I want to cover this. When I was on the Power Hour this morning, I was asked about an article that I just wrote, and it's called, Do Mass Murders Represent Law-Abiding Gun Owners? Why Are the Innocent Always Punished? Well, friends, I got to tell you, over and over and over again, for every question I was asked, I had to respond with, you have to get out of the debate. He said, what do you do at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com? I said, we tell our people no, because there is no lawful debate. There's no debate. The Constitution, listen to this, this is brand new, this is by Samuel Adams as well, concerning the Convention on the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, page 86 and 87, the Constitution shall never be construed to authorize Congress, who's Congress? The people that represent we the people, to prevent the people of the United States, who are peaceable citizens, law-abiding citizens, from keeping their own arms. I said, there's no debate. And I said, that's what we got to reiterate. We if we've been given the opportunity to be on the radio, or in some sense of the word, to be put up as some sort of a leader to the people, I'm a representative and an ambassador, because I'm a preacher, and I brought that up as well. But as an ambassador, I have to lead the way as I follow the Christ, Hebrews 13:7. And I shared with them that, listen, if people took the time to know their founding documents, they would get out of the debate, and what they would do is they would directly make reference to Article 2, Section 4, concerning their said representatives, have them prosecuted for acting outside of their scope of authority, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. That's how you're going to bring a halt to this said debate. I said, because what I share with people on the radio here is we are not going to disarm. We need to tell those that are listening to us on the radio, and I said, your listeners need to say no. You don't have to suck up. You do not have to play up to your said representatives. If your representatives know the law, namely the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, they're going to stop it right in their own tracks. But we already know that that's not going to happen. We already know that that's not going to happen, friends, so we have to do that. And that's what I shared with them. I said, we need a lawful response to what's going on here, because once that message is sent to our said representatives, it's all going to stop. They're not going to go there again because they don't want to lose their position. And by the way, if your representatives don't want to lose that position, keep in mind who appointed them to that position. The devil did, okay? Those that want to be in the pulpit, they're called of the devil. Those that don't want to be there, they're called of God. That's right. That's real leadership. Because as the Bible says, when Jesus said it unto Peter, he said, when you were young, John 21, you went whithersoever you wanted to go, but when you're old, another will take you and he'll gird you and take you whithersoever you don't want to go. You don't apply for a real call of God. You are pushed into that real call of God. And you have the grace to continuously drive you. Led, in the Latin, friends, if you look at the word led, L-E-D, it means to be driven. We're driven by the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. Let me give you a quote by Zachariah Johnson, 3 Elliott debates at 646. The people are nor to be disarmed of their weapons. They are left in full possession of them. These are our forefathers. No free man shall ever be disbarred the use of firearms. Thomas Jefferson, Proposal, Virginia Constitution, 1T, Jefferson Papers, 334, C.J. Boy, Ed, 1950. I can go, folks, I can spend 3 hours just giving you quotes from your forefathers as to why you are armed. I also told him on the show this morning, I said the fact of the matter is they're all sitting there in a circle with armed security detail trying to figure out how to undermine your God-given rights. That is treason. Friends, that is treason. There is no debate. There is no little by little when it comes to our God-given rights. There is no little by little etching away at our God-given rights. They're rights, not privileges. Well, but here comes another question. Look at this clown. And they play the party system again. I've warned you about that a million times. We're ruled by law, not by unconstitutional parties. But this one right here, I got up. It's from the Hill. Democrat gaveled out as he tries to read names of children killed by guns this year. Well, let me tell you something, friends. As he plays the emotions of the American people concerning all of the names of those children, do you realize this is a lawful narrative? Do you realize that he's responsible for all of those soft targets? Do you realize that this corrupt politician right here never had the right to create or to undermine creating policies, our Constitution, or our Bill of Rights, but he did it anyways? And he wants to get up there and start highlighting the names of all of those young kids that were killed? Hey, folks, he's the responsible party. He never had the right to implement that in the first place. Why does the president have armed security detail? By the way, they didn't have that up until the 1950s. Okay? When you see all of the security around these said representatives, it shows you that they're not working for you. It shows you that they're defending themselves from you, the people that they're supposed to work for. Okay? They're not condemning the criminals that are committing these acts. They're accusing the law abiders for these acts. Americans, pay attention. So again, when these said representatives try to play the heartstrings of the American people and saying, you know what? Look at all the children that have been killed this year by gun violence. Yep, and you're responsible for it. Americans need to hold these politicians accountable for the crimes of all the innocent victims that have been killed in gun-free zones. 94 to 98% of gun-free zones is where the murders, the mass murders, go to do the killing. It's a green light for them, friends. It's a green light. Let me end the show with this. Our forefathers established the Second Amendment for such a time as this. Now, I'm not a violent man. I'm a law-abiding man. But I am going to do what the Word of God says, and I am going to do and hold to the Constitution that keeps me free by adhering to that law, which is fulfilled by grace in establishing the law. Romans 3:31, premised on 8:2 of Ephesians. The whole purpose of the Second Amendment, and when we look to the history of our forefathers as to why they established it, they said that they leave their guns to heaven. Okay? Their will to heaven. Their guns to heaven, and they did their duty. Okay? It was for such a time as this, in case our government acts in such a fashion that they're acting today. That's the whole reason we were given a Second Amendment. Now, if you want to pretend that's not what it's about, and you want to say it's about deer hunting, quit hiding behind that. Quit fraternizing with the enemy. Quit trying to have a friendly face on with your enemy. No, let your enemy know that you will not be bullied into submission. Get out of the debate, because there is no Second Amendment debate. We have God-given rights. We do not have privileges. And until you get that in your heart, friends, this is going to continue on. It starts with you before the Lord. Acts 20, verse 21. Love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23 hours. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.